Time now for your comments. First, corrections. In a story from Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm incorrectly reported that Maine was the first state in the country to pass legislation to make returned bottles redeemable. Curtis Day writes from Redmond, a glaring error to us Oregonians was presented. While Oregon does not have a return program for cigarette butts, we were the first with a bottle bill, not Maine, as reported. Ours passed in 1971, 5 years before Maine's, first by far in the country. In my interview with author Paul Dixon, he said,
for example, in 1910, William Howard Taft went to a ball game, and in the middle of the game, he stood up, and everybody stood up with him, thinking that he was about to leave the stadium, and he wasn't. He was just stretching, and that's the beginning of the seventh inning stretch.
Patrick Savulskis wrote, I hope you can check this out, because if I'm wrong, a good part of the lore of my alma mater is a lie. Well, according to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, on May 31st, 1882, when Manhattan College played for the New York Metropolitans at the Polo Grounds, Brother Jasper, the school's athletic director and coach, told the student fans to stretch and move around, and it just happened to be in the seventh inning. Juliet Galbard of Arroyo Grande, California, wrote concerning my interview with Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao. She says, I was appalled by her comment that in terms of class differences, the U.S. is one of the most equal countries in the world. In fact, the empirical evidence shows that the gap between the rich and the poor is getting wider each year. In addition, it frightens me that the highest-ranking official with the responsibility of looking after workers' rights and interests is more concerned about how an increase in the minimum wage is going to affect business rather than how it could help put food on the table for hungry children or bring families out of poverty and off of welfare. Lori Power of Creswell, Oregon writes, I was driving to work this morning when NPR aired the interview with the editors of Pride and Promiscuity about the newly discovered sex scene writings of Jane Austen.
This marvelous discovery adds much to our understanding of the Austenian oeuvre and in fact validates my own theories of punctuation quite nicely.
Power says, within seconds I was in a fit of giggles and struggled to keep the car on the road. Anyone who reads Jane Austen knows she had an irreverent sense of humor. I'm sure she would have approved of your story. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.